Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. says Israel's prime minister has agreed to reschedule a delegation visit to the White House. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. wants to discuss alternatives for Israel's planned military operation in Rafah, along with the ceasefire.
We don't want to see this war go on a day longer than necessary. We don't want to see any more Palestinian civilians die. We didn't want to see any Palestinian civilians die in the first place. And so we do want to bring, we do want to achieve an immediate ceasefire that gets the hostages out and alleviates their suffering.
Crews in Baltimore have shifted to recovery efforts with six construction workers presumed dead after the cargo ship slammed into a support pylon yesterday, causing the metal span to collapse. The port also impacted with ship traffic now diverted to other ports along the East Coast. Ahead of this week's New York Auto Show, awards were announced for the third straight year. The Hyundai Group winning overall World Car of the Year for the Kia EV9. This is ABC News. The nation's newest Mega Millions winner has a year to claim the massive jackpot. That ticket bought in a town on the eastern seaboard.
Neptune, New Jersey is probably best known as the birthplace of legendary actors Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito. Now it's the place where someone bought the Mega Millions winning ticket worth $1.13 billion.
I was very happy that I was able to sell a ticket in my hometown.
Tiana Bambata said she does not know who she sold the ticket to at the ShopRite liquor store, which gets a $30,000 bonus. ShopRite CEO says they'll donate the money to local food charities. Brian Clark, ABC News, Monmouth County, New Jersey.
An auction of memorabilia from Planet Hollywood restaurants raking in almost $16 million. Someone paying $700,000, all for the wooden plank that Rose and Jack float on in Titanic. And a whip from Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom going for $525,000. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A calmer and cooler day today as high temperatures stay below freezing. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, and they won't ease up until Thursday night. More clouds than sun today, with a few flurries possible this afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Criminal charges have been filed in connection to a domestic violence stabbing that took place in Fond du Lac last weekend, and the district attorney says that the man charged is in the U.S. illegally. Firmin Teodoro Lopez Mendoza faces charges including first-degree intentional homicide. His victim claims there's an extensive history of domestic violence with Lopez Mendoza. Police in Menominee Falls arrested a man for operating under the influence last weekend, and prosecutors say he was already out on bail for a different OWI case at the time. Court records show 45-year-old Rob Stoffel of Jackson has six prior OWI convictions. Former President Donald Trump will be in Wisconsin next Tuesday, Election Day. He's scheduled to deliver remarks in Green Bay at some 3 hours before the polls close statewide.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, and Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Buffalo and Pepin County Senior Nutrition Program is in need of volunteers to deliver home-delivered meals in the Nelson-Elma areas. Schedules are flexible and mileage reimbursement is offered if you drive your own vehicle. Those interested in volunteering are asked to contact Matthew Bertelson at 715-672-8914, extension 163. The Senior Nutrition Program also has meal sites in Durand, Pepin, Nelson, Buffalo City, Gilmanton, and Mondovi. Following route changes, the Dunn County Public Bus Transit System has seen its ridership increase. The system carried 126,000 riders last year. Ridership from Monday through Friday jumped 62%, and Saturday ridership increased by 81%. Transit system officials say they shortened the community route to an hour and eliminated some stops. Meanwhile, an evening stop at the University of Wisconsin Stout was added. Hunters and anglers will be able to comment on proposed changes to hunting and fishing rules in Wisconsin at the DNR's annual spring hearings next month. Hearings will be held in Pepin, Pierce, Buffalo, Dunn counties on April 8th. Proposed fishing changes include holding trout season opens on the first Saturday in April instead of the middle of May, and opening the Wisconsin waters of Lake Michigan to commercial fishing for lake trout. First responders in Eau Claire say they've seen ambulance turnaround times increase due to the recent closures of HSHS hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Eau Claire fire officials say ambulance workaround times have now increased from 10 minutes to 15 to 20 minutes. The increase means it's taking longer to transfer ambulance patients into hospital beds. They say the best solution is for another provider to come into the market and set up another emergency services department for first responders to use. Major utility companies in Wisconsin and the state's building trade unions are announcing plans to further develop clean energy infrastructure. Xcel Energy joined Alliant Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, and WEC Energy Group to say they will build more solar farms, wind turbines, and battery storage facilities with the help of local union construction workers. Dean Miller with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers say they're excited to be part of what he calls a, quote, historic agreement, unquote. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission estimates that the planned projects will create close to 19,000 construction jobs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The cities of Wabasha and Kellogg, Wabasha County, and Greenfield Township have formed the River Trail Joint Powers Board to work on a project for a future bridge over the Zambrero River and a bike trail link connecting the cities. The board has received a $1.5 million grant from the Transportation Alternatives Program. The money would be used to construct a multi-use trail and trail bridge from Winona Avenue near Kellogg over the Zambrero River, connecting to 645th Street. The board hopes to start construction in the next few years. A principal in the Eau Claire School District has been dismissed over charges of alleged misconduct and failure to follow district policies. District officials say Pete Riley was fired as a principal at McKinley Charter School over charges of disrespecting students and staff and making derogatory comments about black students. Riley says charges of derogatory comments have been misrepresented and that vulgar language was sometimes used to diffuse tense situations. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden announced that $10 million in federal funding has been secured for the County T Road construction project. County Road T connects Eau Claire and Chippewa counties and will be converted from a two-lane to four-lane highway. Van Orden says about 30% of the project is already designed. No timeline has been announced for that project. Buffalo County is looking for an assistant for the County Board of Canvassing for the upcoming spring election. The County Board of Canvassing reviews election materials and ensures votes were counted correctly. The County Board of Canvassing will meet on April 4th, starting at 8:30 a.m. Contact Roxanne Halverson for more information or to apply. Wisconsin continues to monitor reports of avian influenza in dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas. Wisconsin State Veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle notes that pasteurization kills viruses or bacteria in milk, so it is safe to drink. Cattle infected with bird flu typically recover in about 10 days, and the herd does not have to be depopulated. Wisconsin has not had a positive bird flu case in dairy cattle. Dr. Conkle is reminding Wisconsin dairy producers, however, to report any illnesses in cattle. Two recently passed congressional spending bills include millions of dollars to support research at the universities of Wisconsin. The measures are setting aside a total of $56 million towards projects at UW-Madison. The largest chunk of the money, nearly $28 million, will go toward work at the Great Lakes Bioenergy Center. Some of the other supported research focuses on biomedicine, the dairy industry, and rural development. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Duran Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Duran Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Plans to build a water park at Mall of America are resurfacing. The Bloomington City Council will get an update and look at the concepts for the 143,000 square foot Mystery Cove Water Park during a joint meeting Thursday with the city's Port Authority. The proposal includes a wave pool, lazy river, 30 slides, and a retractable roof. Construction could begin as soon as 2025 and open in 2027. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Custer on Richmond Raceway Skating Rink. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can Ryan Blaney prove he earned the NASCAR crown? Can Denny Hamlin shut up the haters? Can Bubba Wallace handle the heat? Is William Byron a shooting star? Is Ross Chastain a rock star? Is Chase Elliott a superstar? Okay, okay, let's all take a deep breath. Because once we peel out, there's no looking back. You ready? The NASCAR Cup Series, brought to you by Coca-Cola at Richmond, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Custer believes managing tire wear at Richmond Raceway is crucial. The defending NASCAR Xfinity Series champion, who won the spring event in 2019 for Stuart Haas, goes into Saturday's race imagining he's strapping on skates, looking for extended runs on the three-quarter mile short track.
Richmond is probably the most similar to being on ice. Like, being on ice without ice skates is what it feels like, you know, after about five laps. So you're just slipping and sliding around, and you have to just manage your tires the most you can to try and have something at the end of the run, because there will be guys that, you know, don't have that long run car, and, you know, you'll just eat them up on the long run. So especially being a day race for Xfinity, I mean, it's all you can to keep the tires on it.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
There'll be no waiting out the rain on Thursday for the Brewers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Their season opener against the Mets in New York has been pushed back to Friday, which was originally scheduled to be an off day for both teams. Heavy rain forecast for New York City all day tomorrow. Bucks guard Patrick Beverley suffered a torn ligament in his right wrist, and the injury could keep him out for the rest of the season. Beverley will need surgery to repair that injury in the timeline 3 to 4 months following surgery. Marquette is working out in Milwaukee this afternoon. We'll then head to Dallas, where they'll face the North Carolina State Wolfpack in the regional semifinals on Friday. The Golden Eagles have wins over Western Kentucky and Colorado in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. The Packers expect to learn in the next week if they'll open their season against the Eagles in Brazil. One of the hurdles, the Packers will need to be able to get a plane big enough to make that trip while flying out of Green Bay. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Kokana Go softball team will look to continue their historic run. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Spring sports are in full swing across the state. Track and field started a few weeks ago. Softball and lacrosse had their first games last week. While baseball, girls soccer, boys tennis, and boys golf will have their first competitions this week. In softball, Kokana enters the year with an 81-game winning streak and has won the last three WIAA Division I state titles. The Galloping Ghosts will try to become the second team in softball state history to four-peat. Stevens Point completed the feat in the early 2000s. Moving to girls soccer, Muskego is the two-time defending Division I state champion. They will look to join a short list of teams that have claimed three consecutive state titles in girls soccer state history. In baseball, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association's preseason rankings have DePere number one in Division I, St. Thomas More top-ranked in Division II, Aquinas in the top spot for Division III, and Oliva Strum number one in Division IV. The WSN Spring Basketball Spotlight is next month on Sunday, April 21st at Verona High School. Head to wisports.net for more information and registration for the event. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting entries for its annual Air Air Everywhere Poetry Contest. The competition is open to 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade students. More details when we return, but first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting entries from 3rd to 5th graders for the Air Air Everywhere Poetry Contest. Now in its 13th year, the annual DNR-sponsored contest is designed to raise awareness of the importance of good air quality in honor of Clean Air Month in May. The DNR encourages teachers and parents to submit original poems and riddles created by their students. The three winning poets will have their work featured on the DNR website and social media channels. Any form of original poetry or riddle is acceptable. Entries must be original work of the student and contain 200 words or fewer. The works must describe air and or the importance of clean air. The deadline to submit entries is Friday, May 3rd. Entries will not be returned. More information on the Air Air Everywhere contest is available on the DNR website. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Poetry Contest. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A calmer and cooler day today as high temperatures stay below freezing. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, and they won't ease up until Thursday night. More clouds than sun today with a few flurries possible this afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. To say we have some market influence going on in this trade is just like the tip of the iceberg, shall we say. There is so much that is weighing in on what we see both from a grain and a livestock perspective. Of course, one of the bigger ones looming is the fact that tomorrow is March 28th. That's where we're going to start in our conversation today as Arlen Suderman joins us with StoneX. And I know that, Arlen, you and I have been talking for weeks about this upcoming report, and now it's here, and tomorrow could make for some interesting marketing trade.
Yeah, certainly could. This report is known for its surprises, especially in the quarterly stocks report and the corn numbers, but also sometimes in the acreage numbers as well. The acreage numbers that we got from the Outlook Forum in February were not based on surveys or anything. It was just economists working in their offices saying, you know, based on their analysis, what they thought acreage shifts would be. I felt like they went too far with those acreage shifts. I thought the direction was right. I felt like they went too far, but we'll see what the survey shows. The survey was conducted either side of March 1st, coming into probably the 10th or 12th of March as far as when they finished up. And we were starting to do some short covering by then in the market. That may have had a little bit of an effect. But overall, it'll get us a big good feel. And assuming we have somewhat close to normal weather between now and then, I anticipate that the May WASDE crop report, which will have the first 24-25 marketing year balance sheets on it, will use the acreage numbers from this report. So this will set the tone along with the trend yield that we saw from the Outlook Forum of 181 for corn and was, I believe, it was 52 for soybeans. And that'll kind of set the tone on the supply side. So then we'll focus on weather, et cetera. But corn stocks are where we oftentimes get surprises, sometimes in the soybean stocks as well. A lot of it comes down to how well did USDA do at estimating the actual size of last year's crop. The head of that Department of NAS tells me that that's the survey they have the greatest confidence in, is in the actual size of the crop, although they very frequently do adjust it a year later in the September report when no one's paying attention.
So tomorrow, obviously, and you know, I've talked about this before as well, we just got to kind of reiterate, when this comes out at 11 o'clock, there's potentially that knee-jerk initial reaction. And then the human involvement in these numbers will start to weigh in as the 11 o'clock hour ticks on.
Absolutely right, because there is big dollars at stake for the algo computers trading the actual numbers when they come across. And you can see massive swings in price of 10, 15, 20 cents within the first few seconds as they read those numbers, and the computers automatically put trades into place. But it's over the coming minutes that the human element starts to set in. Now, if you do significant chart damage, you can turn the chart signals, and that'll affect the human element as well. But overall, we always say pay more attention to where the market closes on report day, because that'll give a bigger indication of the resolve on the market and how it may have changed based on these numbers.
All right, so let's look at the fact that you got some updated numbers when it comes to Brazil's crop production and what that means as well.
Yeah, AgriConsult is another consulting company in Brazil, and they just raised their Brazil soybean production estimate to 156.5 million metric tons. That is up 4.3 million metric tons from their February estimate. They did so partially because they increased the area. And you and I have talked before on this show about perhaps Brazil is increasing area planted of soybeans at a faster pace than previously believed. I did a little bit of quick math. They increased their area devoted to soybeans by about 1.5%. That's a little bit larger overall production estimate on that. So I'm assuming there's some yield adjustments as well. Haven't been able to look at all the details as this just came out as we began talking. We will be coming out with our customer survey, which looks at both area planted and yield, on Monday. I'm anxious to see what those numbers are. That'll be for both soybeans and corn. But what this says is we are getting close to knowing the bottom of this crop. And the focus is quickly shifting on to the next year's production, U.S. Midwest, as well as next year's South American soybean production. We still are focused on Brazil's winter corn crop. That's over three-fourths of what they produce each year. As we look at that, they're getting good rains right now in that region. They're still below normal, but here in the last week, they've had some good rains. The forecast models have underperformed, shall we say. In other words, the rains have underperformed the models, is a better way of saying it. So it's not been up to normal levels, but it's been adequate to keep the crop and to buy some time. The question is, do we go drier from this point forward like we did in 2016 and like the weather models have been hinting? That's the big question mark. That'll make the difference as we go into pollination and early grain fill over the coming month. That's when you can get the big drops in yield or the big increases in yield, and that can have a big impact on our exports over the coming year.
So before we head to break, and if we need to continue, we can so, but with the Port of Baltimore, we've heard so much, and of course our thoughts and prayers to all those that have been impacted by it, but there's a fertilizer aspect that you talked about during yesterday's midday report.
Yeah, absolutely. Baltimore is the sixth largest port in the United States for handling fertilizer, 351,000 metric tons, mostly going to be urea ammonium nitrate, although there's a little potash and urea coming in there, but most of UAN coming from Russia.
All right, well, folks, we'll talk more about this because we're running out of time. But when we come back, we'll continue talking about the Port of Baltimore, and then we'll take a look at what's happening on the livestock side as well. A lot of influences that are coming with the discussion of avian influenza and some dairy cattle across the United States. It's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. So we left off, just got started talking about fertilizer coming into the United States. Obviously, the Port of Baltimore is a very critical port for bringing this in. And it's not like they're going to be able to quickly turn this around to get ships moved back in and get ships moved out.
Yeah, exactly right. Part of that bridge is still hanging on top of the ship that hit it. And they're not going to be able to move the ship out of the channel until they remove the bridge from, and they're not going to do any of that until they finish searching for the remaining six victims. So, as you said, our prayers are out for those families. But that means we're not going to be able to get the products moving through there for quite some time before they're able to clear those channels. The biggest agricultural, and it's the sixth largest coffee import place, same thing with sugar, I believe, in the United States for moving sugar through the port. Agricultural equipment, et cetera, yes. But as far as being something that's going to directly impact agriculture, probably the fertilizer story is the biggest, and I don't want to overstate it, though, either, except for that region of the country. This is where a lot of the UAN comes in from Russia to service the fertilizer needs of crop producers in that part of the country, pretty much, I'm guessing, along that eastern seaboard there in the Mid-Atlantic area and maybe to the north. And April is the second largest import month, followed by with the leading being in August. And if we look at the last year's data, it was almost exclusively UAN coming in. And that's critical right now for timing, trying to get fertilizer in place for the crop, start of the crop growing season. And so what I anticipate that's going to do is start drawing fertilizer from the west via other routes and probably starting to stress the supplies that we see in the eastern Midwest, trying to move it to the east to fill that void, perhaps starting to impact some acreage decisions. I've done some inquiries in that area, and nobody's willing to say that yet, but that's something we're going to be watching.
Definitely will have some longer-term effects as well. Switch gears a little bit. Well, wait, before we do that, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you're seeing with the stalemate going on in Wall Street.
Yeah, as we look at Wall Street, it's just kind of a stagnant day, I will say, today. And that's largely because the traders are being cautious with the PCE inflation data that the Fed holds up to be so important coming out on Friday, which is a holiday for the markets. As you know, the markets are closed on Friday for Good Friday holiday tied to Easter. And so the markets won't be able to trade any potential surprises in that data till Monday. So there's a caution out there. So we're seeing the stock market just kind of stagnate. We're seeing the grain and oilseed prices stagnate as well. Now, we did see a little more of a downward bias for corn and soybean prices. Some of that's because of the chart damage we did yesterday. Some of that's because of, and it's related, is the bird flu in dairy cattle that we saw in the southwestern plains, with the funds making, I think, overreacting perhaps to the fear that it's going to hurt demand, feed demand. You know, there's that direct impact, and then there's that secondary impact, and that is whether it actually hurts exports of beef. We don't anticipate that it should. From a science standpoint, it shouldn't. But sometimes countries will use something like this as an excuse to block imports. So far, we haven't heard any of that. So far, there's no indication that that's going to happen. So we did stabilize cattle prices a little bit today as a result, and even ended the day in positive territory after holding yesterday's lows, which was certainly good to see happen. But the corn and soybeans, we'd already done some chart damage, and basically there's that expectation that tomorrow's reports are going to confirm that we have adequate stocks with growing stocks above year-ago levels and enough acreage to keep it that way if we have normal weather going forward.
Definitely going to be some interesting times in this cattle market as you watch it. And, you know, I think there's probably some concerns as well from a beef perspective that if we have to cull some of these cows, that could put a strain on this beef market because that's a lot of hamburger walking through those houses.
It is. And particularly in light of the fact that supply has exceeded expectations. In fact, if you look at the last couple of cattle on feed reports, it looks like now we're going to have levels that are of numbers of cattle, I should say, coming out of feedlots that are relatively close to last year's levels as we head into the summer. And that's at a time when we're importing a tremendous amount of beef as well, because we were anticipating that we would have shortages. So that really opened up the import market. So that combination is really kind of hurting our ability to kind of sustain the upward rally, even though we're still looking up there near $300 box beef prices.
All right. Great conversation, Arlen, today. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com or over on Twitter. My handle is Arlen, A-R-L-A-N. FF101.
And that has been today's Channel Final Bell. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FPNEX podcast. China is both American agriculture's largest foreign customer and a growing risk to American security, an issue that the House Ag Committee discussed last week on Capitol Hill in a hearing called The Danger China Poses to American Agriculture. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FPNEX podcast. Listen in to our latest Farm Files episode where we answer the burning question, who really owns the most farmland in the United States?
The real attention as far as farmland ownership in the U.S. has been on foreign ownership lately. You know, that's been in the headlines a lot. Hear this and more from your friends at FPNEX, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
China and America's relationship with that massive country is poised to be a hot topic on the campaign trail for the 2024 presidential election. Few sectors of the U.S. economy are more connected to China than agriculture. 30 years of population growth and debt-financed urbanization brought hundreds of millions of Chinese to the global market for food, and American farmers and exporters were consistently able to meet that demand. Ag exports to China in 2001 totaled less than $2 billion. By 2022, that value had exploded to $36.5 billion, with the Chinese buying everything from beef to ethanol to cotton. But the Chinese have been working to reduce their reliance on American agriculture since the trade war in 2018. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania said, looking forward, China's threats are multifaceted, strategic, incendiary, and require a coordinated and proactive response. To begin preparing that response, members of the House Ag Committee recently hosted a nearly five-hour-long hearing titled The Danger China Poses to American Agriculture, with testimony from many different parts of the ag industry. Former U.S. Ambassador and Indiana farmer Kip Tom testified about the risks of cyber attack, noting that food and agriculture companies aren't prepared for widespread ransomware attacks and that the U.S. doesn't possess the ability to respond in the event of such an attack. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also testified, reiterating her concern with laws allowing foreign nationals to own farmland and calling for the government to better track and monitor foreign interests in large transactions. Both Republicans and Democrats were active during the hearing, with Representative David Scott, the ranking Democrat on the committee, raising the issue of ag exports to China's large market and reminding attendees that the hearing was about ag policy, not people policy. Commodity groups also spoke of the economic impact of trade with China. I'll have more details after this.
You're invited to the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand, featuring the delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, all for only $14.95. Reservations are appreciated. Call 672-8874. It's the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, downtown Durand.
As the election in November gets closer, expect to hear a lot more about China and its relationship with the United States. Josh Gackel, president of the American Soybean Association, told Congress last week that the U.S. should work to maintain the economic relationship while also trying to address China's ongoing and significant issues. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low teens, cold night. For tomorrow, sunshine returns a little warmer, high upper 30s. Slight rain chance later Friday, up to the upper 40s. The warmer temps stick for the weekend with highs in the 40s, mostly cloudy Saturday, and a slight rain chance into Sunday. Think you need to change the scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temp is 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Each time I tell myself I think I've had enough.
you're out on the street looking good. Baby, deep down in your heart, you know that it ain't right. No, you never hear me crying. You know I cry all the time. Each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain, you hold me in your arms and I start singing once again. So come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little piece of my heart, I know you will. And break it, break another little piece of my heart now.
Tell them anything you want to, just don't tell them. baby, that's the truth.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDA.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding road. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Stuff. Oh, God makes the good stuff. Like that sweet little kiss she lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive. The way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust him a McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Sundress, lust Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Stuff. Yeah, God makes the good stuff. Yeah, God makes the good stuff. Whoa.
Dream.